Ches Sif Lamites. Also the Talta Behema Bechayva Oif. You know, the move animals. Animals are Muksa. Abba became Mutu the Lichboy says Hassal if Neha Frechim, Heshialo, we are the boy. Boy the Molov, also the Talta Boy. So this would, the more it gives an example was the case of the birds would jump up and down on it. They'd put this basket upside down to allow the small chicks to get up to where they had to get to. So when you put the basket down, when the chick goes on top of it, you're making the baskets as a bit of klimei chomay that it can't be moved at that point in time.
It's a chick muktzah.
Chick is muktzah.
Chick.
Right.
Why?
All animals are muktzah. That's what that was. Okay. So why isn't it?
What do you mean? It was the first point.
That was also the talta behema chayvoy. That was the first words that I said. So. Now, so the Gemara says, why isn't it particularly mechonai? Because at any time you can shoo them off, so it's not called particularly mechonai. But while it's not, you can't move the basket with them on them, because that's total. You bring the tal to muk. So even though it may not sad, it's only mutter if there be a valid reason to do that. Okay, Mishnah Berurah Kufin and Bav. You can't be mutal to the behemah chayv oif. The hemachal muksa keitzim avonim tolu chosin. They're included in the din of muksa, but the din of muksa, the madrega of muksa is eitzim avonim, because you're not do anything with them, right? So what comes up is an interesting question: is what's the status nowadays of a pet which has a function to the person? Mm-hmm. He has a Sir Moshe has a tshuva. So Rabbi Badner has that the Moshe, he asked Moshe, Rabbi Badner has a book to say for he asked Moshe, Moshe said that the Muksa still. And there's another chuba where Moshe says the Muksa too. In Chelik Hay, or Chaim Chelik Hay, there's a chuba where Moshe says they're not Muksa.
That's the very short one, that one liner?
Yeah, it's like, yeah. Right. So, the question is like, so, you know, how do you balance that? And Moshe does have a chuba by seeing eye dog that says seeing eye dog is not Muksa, right? Which that's a little bit of a more. Fine. Afilo im yochel hagia lehefsed al yadam. Even if right now this not moving this animal is going to cause a hefsed, because going to oif pereich gabi akelim yochel shabram. The bird is jumping on kalim, which will by the more talks about the bird knocking over kalim and breaking them. Filhachi also the soft and b'yadayim, but you know grab. To touch them directly. Feel him humurgal and bebayis mikvar. The shuain b'mashum chashat said, even though there's no problem of tzeda, kimavur b'simishin tezayin, this is an animal which is comfortable in the house and will come back to the house, since it's not called tzeda when you grab the animal. Feel hach yulit them b'yadayim, osim b'shum muksa, you still have a muksa problem. Like may aleim, you can shoo them away, kimavur b'simishin lamadalad, makin avum sifkat and gimel, there's still the muksa, who I feel makam hafsin. So here the Mishnah Berurah stresses that moving muksa is because I weren't matzah moving muksa, which is a derabanan, because of hefsin. You could ask a goy to do it for you, that you could do. They should point out, one second. Mishnah Berurah before. This is Mishnah Berurah before. Which is mashma a little bit that there was a hefter because of hefsid. That was the case. Birthday, so I can see if I can remember where it is. Okay. I remember there's like this steer in the Shabruz. And I'm not remembering what it was.
Is for Yom Tov also? The Muktzah?
In general, it applies to Yom Tov as well.
You could eat a fish.
Cooking things is Mutter in Yom Tov, so the fish is not Muktzah because you can cook it.
You could eat them live, though.
Well, that was a different question. We had before raw fish was considered Muktzah, so you have to grapple with what the status of raw fish is.
Okay.
Right.
Even that applies to Yom Tov also.
But Yom Tov is not Muktzah because you can cook it.
Okay.
Right. The thing is now, in regards to you can shaft an animal also. So even if it's a live animal, so it's not Muktzah because you can take it and do the act of killing it and then eating it. So it applies to fish, etc. But moving Muktzah, the Tzarech HaKol Nefesh is Muktzah. The same way Malach is Mutter for Achol Nefesh, moving Muktzah to Achol Nefesh is Mutter. Makshir Achol Nefesh is a different story, but for Achol Nefesh alone it's Mutter. So it's the Pashas, it's not the Pshat, the animal is not Muktzah, the animal is Muktzah, but it's Mutter, because it's still for Muktzah, or the Tzarech Achol Nefesh is Mutter.
Obviously.
Okay. Fine. So here the Mishnah Berurah says the moving muktzah is also even makom hafsid. And I have to find the. I'll see if I can find the other Mishnah Berurah. It speaks about that. Kuvim zayin mutar lichvish. You can put down this basket, and the birds will, the little chicks will jump up into the basket. But why don't we have the problem of b'tukli mechonoi, which is also even a short period of time? So while the muktzah is on it, you can't move the basket. So the answer is that's not a problem because the hayochel africhem b'chol shor. So the Mishnah says because at any given time you can shoo them off, but you can't move the basket while they're on the basket. Also the tatuloi im hayol ben shmoshes also of a pisha yardu to make it so the ben shmoshes is so the kol yom. But if they already were on it from the beginning of Shabbos. So then there's a din of Megiddis Katsoi, so the basket becomes a basis. And it's a basis ben Hashmashas, and once it's a basis ben Hashmashas, it remains with the din of Muktzah the rest of Shabbos, even though the Muktzah is no longer on it. Now we had before a discussion, if something which is unusable, ben Hashmashas, but potentially is going to become usable, it does have a din of Muktzah. So we said the difference is whether something which has been, the person has the ability to change the course. Something which is gomer b'di'adam is not considered muktzah. Something which is gomer b'di'shamayim is considered muktzah. So we have the soaking wet towel, which is wet enough that there's a problem of schit at the beginning of Shabbos, and the person put it out to dry. So if it's the... Pasha's government they shemayim because the person doesn't have the ability without the clothing to make sure that it's going to dry because maybe it'll rain, whatever. Could be in a place where the derech is never to rain. It's called government yadam. I have the ability to care, but I put it in the line that made it. It's going to dry. So even though benishmoshes is not usable, it doesn't get a din migos katzoi. Benishmoshes is said the kuliyama. Here, what's interesting is you put the cell down for the purpose of being a basis for their freichim. So even though the Gabi Bitlakli Mechana, we say it's not called Bitlakli Mechana because you could shoot them off at any given time. So Lechoret Tagomim B'Di Adam, Rebbe Nishmoshes, if you did leave the chicks there and you want the chick to be on the basket because you put the basket there for the purpose of the chicks. So there you don't argue that it's called Gomim B'Di Adam, that I could get them off because even though I could shoot them off, but calls them on there, I want them there, but because it does have a bit of buses, it remains a bus for the rest of Shabbos. So it's interesting, Hecha Timson Aloha. And the more the Gemara speaks this out, so that it more is, you know, really says both sides of that. One thing I would add though, if the person specifically had intent to shoo them off, so there's a tesis in the third paragraph in Shabbos. Tesis says a chiddush. Let's say there was money on a bed, so that's a case of me. It's a basis. So as it says, but if the person specifically intended, at the beginning of Shabbos, before Shabbos, that he's going to shake the money off, So he doesn't want it to be a bosses for the whole Shabbos. He's bedavka does not want it to be a bosses for the whole Shabbos because he had a specific intent to remove it. So then it's not a bosses according to Tosfos. It doesn't have to be down there the whole Shabbos that are bosses, but the person has specific intent that he bedavka doesn't want it to remain. So he's saying, I don't want this to function as the bosses of this thing for now, but not for right later. So that's enough to make it not a bosses. The same way we'll see when we get the dinner bosses, for example. If a person just put it there for convenience, not because he wanted it there specifically to be on, it's a very common issue inside of the freezer. So a person has a cooked food stuff and he has something which is, you know, raw and not edible. So he puts the raw meat on top of this, on top of my pie. Mm-hmm. So the pie isn't the bosses to the meat, because I don't bedavka want, say, the goal of my life is to have my pie support my meat. There's no room in the freezer, so I stick it there. So that's not called the bosses. The bosses has to be that the person simply wants to use the lower, the bottom item to support the upper item. Or even if I just, you know, so on that place it says, similarly, if I don't want it to be that it should remain as such, so then it's not a bosses either. Okay.
Does that be something which ordinarily would be used as a buses?
No.
Suppose somehow I put my toast on Friday. I'm Friday, so I'm sure I put my toast on my watch. I left it, I forgot. The Shabbos, can I move the watch?
Well, see, tefillin is interesting. Tefillin, we have a shadow of what its status is.
Okay, that's a good example.
Right.
Something one would not ordinarily move at Shabbos.
Morning.
So you put your wallet on top of your watch.
Yeah.
Right. So even if I did, unless I had specific intent that I bedavka want my wallet on my watch, so the watch wouldn't be in the drawer. The wallet and the watch, you know. Okay. But let's say for argument's sake, I want to cover the watch because I don't want people to see it, or I want to keep the sound of the watch down. So I bedavka put the wallet on top of the watch. So passes over there. That would be a bosses. Mem.
Well, keep the sound down from the watch by putting your wallet on top of it would make the watch a bosses to the wallet.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because they want the wallet to be on top of the watch. Okay, but you are allowed, even though you can't do tiltal. But you can do medadit. If I need to move the animal, so I can be medadit it. So what does medadit mean? Tainu sheiches b'tzavorim u'batzdodim u'melichon. If the animal needs it, so the valid need of the animal. So Chazal allowed this because the valid. It might you are moving muksa, even though the animal is walking, you're not lifting it totally. So Chazal said, we're not going to allow you to lift the animal totally. We're going to limit what you're allowed to do because of it. But if there's an animal that has a need for safety of the animal, whatever it is, it's a star by the chayim. So you're protecting the animal. So Chazal, we're matter to do medadit it. Levachal yag biyim binyan sheyakru regleim in orch. You can't lift them up. The muksim heim of also the taltalam. So we're going to make it that it's this. We're going to judge this. This is not called tiltal because the animal's walking under its own power still. So you're not really moving it. And remember, the ikra of muksa is this: you're moving something, not touching. It's even though over here you're facilitating the moving, but since the animal is walking, that's kilo. You're not being metaltal the animal. Chutzatanagolus shame medadin. So you can't do this medadin with a chicken. In nation, like bass, athlete, or it's an instance of metaltal. The nature of the chicken is it jumps up, and while it's doing that, its feet are not on the ground, and the person is moving the chicken. So you can push it, that you can push it from behind, then it should be able to come inside.
The chicken jumps off when you push it, when you pull it, the chicken jumps up. Why is that in the case of Chayim Nosayet as well?
It's an interesting question. I guess, because I don't remember clearly. There was the guy with the issue of tiltal, and the guy with the issue of carrying, they're probably not going to be judged with the same rules. The guy with the tiltal is called human metal, even though they, you know, any animal is facilitating movement as well. But I'm not sure Yosef Chanan says that's by animals. I see in the Kol Gemara you don't say Chanan says that's by animals, only by humans. He only says the word chai. Okay. So we allowed this mice of being adopted it. Now, the point over here, so the Sharatzim points out, the reason why we're stressing this is because we're going to say that Rishas Rabim, it's also, because there we're afraid the person might forget and pick it up. Well, a large animal, you can't really do that. So theoretically, being medadded, a large animal, which is a rabbi, should be mutter, because you're not really carrying anything. He says, no, we're still only allowing this v'chotcha, not rishas rabim. V'chotcha ala rishas rabim, because we're in Hashem, and yagbiyam, and yavirim, and ra'am, and zvizkai of katos. Ah, the behema, lo rabin, and chenna says, that's why you don't take chenna, that's why behema. So if a person would carry an animal in rishas rabim, the nature of the animal is that the dafka tries to push its way down and get away from you. So you don't say chenu says atzmai. I'm going to tell you the Karmel is not me also the dadus kamer b'shus harabim b'chein posik halavush to look at me shiras shem tzad of the hakol b'zeh. So the Torah says that the iser goes into a Karmel as well. Okay. We can walk near the Magolim Gedolim Mutiladatus Bekarmelis. I'm Beran Shulbun Veisyosef.
What Isser goes into the Karmelis as well?
This Isser being Medada, the animal, applies in the Karmelis as well. Even though the Karmelis, even if you pick it up, it's only the Rabbanon. But they asked it. I don't remember why. They asked it.
What animals aren't you allowed to be Medada?
Now comes the Shabur says, but by the case of the Golem Gedolim, I'm going to permit to be medad in a Karmelis.
What, big calves?
Big calves. Why? Because the Ran says, B'chol, even Rishas Rabim, large animals are mutter because there's not chashash you're going to carry them. So, therefore, at least in a Karmelis, even if you can be machmer like the Tur and the Lavush, that we answered carrying smaller animals. Excuse me, we asked her being medada smaller animals in a Karmelis, but we're not going to ask her being medada a larger animal, which is a cheetah that holds even Rishas Rabim's mutter. So that much you can be make of. Okay. Fine. Now, but this heter is only if the animal needs it. If the animal needs it, and in other words, another heter he pointed out was because it was an animal. Tzar b'lechaim. Dim lo kein, osher lazus kein. So otherwise, what does it help me? The chomidah dolad chosel atilto mikushem shem ataltan kuloi kachem ataltan miksosle. So even though you're moving the wings, you're not moving the whole thing. You're just like sort of grabbing the wings, but it's also called tilto. So we're only being mad to this because there's a need for the animal to protect the animal. You can't move even one limb of the animal, of the mace. So over here, he's holding on to the wing of the bird. He's moving the wing. So, but we're mad to it because it's our balechai. So we're looking at tiltal b'mixas as not as chomer as tiltal b'kuloi. Okay. What can you yes do about the case of the tarnagol? You can't be without it because by definition it's going to jump up. So then what's your goal? Your goal is to bring it back into where you need it to feed it. No, that's for sure mutter. Not even that. Even if now your goal is for your own personal needs, you should lose it. You could still be doichet. So you're worried about the eggs. If the mother doesn't sit on the eggs, that the eggs will, if they don't have the warmth of the mother for a long enough time, the eggs stop the process of developing, and then they rot. So you lost the chicks.
What do you mean by bidocha? be medad.
Well, I have said moment. I feel but the chia ain't enough and kima shena l'tzarcha. So the chia we're saying over here that the chia, he's saying if chia is mutter because of my hefsed, obviously it's not considered tiltum because we just said tiltum mux is also mukim hefsed. So I'm not really doing anything. I just hit it and it goes. So I didn't really. The animal respond to the hit by moving. But I didn't actually make the animal move, or better, I didn't actually move the animal. So causing muksa to move is not called tilta muksa. But even so, remarkable, there's no hefset at all. You shouldn't do it. Which you have to know what that thing is about. So in this din of moving the mixasa, it's considered tilta muksa. So in the Mishnah Tisha, they bring an interesting question. You have things that don't really move. In other words, he says his example over there is turning a screw around. Is that called being metaltal? It's not moving out of it. It's not moving from its even moving from its place at all. So he brings from the Tzipes of Frank in the Heart 3 that that's not called tiltal muksa. And therefore, if a person would, in the case, let's say the current is no longer. That circuit is not running. The time clock made the turned off the circuit. You want to turn a switch which is a circle. So he said that's mutter because you're not really moving anything. Because you want to turn it off. So you want to turn it off. So when the time clock goes back on, it won't go back on. So you want to which mitzad the grama of Shabbos. All I'm doing is maintaining the state of off. I'm not causing it to go off later on, which Rishon Zalman says is a problem. I'm just maintaining the state of off. But my switch is just a circular switch. It's just going around and around. I'm not really moving anything. So he says that's mutter. Now, l'chara, but let's say to flip the switch up and down, l'chara, that's movement. You move the switch up, move the switch down. But he brings Rishon Zalman holds that that's also.
What's us or even
he does say in the case around. For the person we're going to do tilta b'gufa k'kar m'shabur is not considered tilta, so if a person would use his elbow to move it, that would be mutter.
So this circular thing is not called tilta because you don't see a difference. Is it a visual thing? Is that really what makes the difference?
I mean, even though theoretically the top went to the bottom, there's no perception of moving.
To be a perception, right?
All right, that's what it seems. Okay, so let's hold it here for now.
What did that one person say couldn't be done?